And welcome, everybody, to this week's exciting episode. What have I unleashed onto the world?
Soundboard, baby!
I apologize to everybody at home. But yes, Josh has finally brought his Christmas present in.
Oh yeah, it's so
I'm
much fun.
Now starting to slightly regret getting it because we'd normally have started recording like half an hour ago, but yep. He's literally just been messing around with that soundboard for half an hour. Go on. Yeah, it's that air horn that gets me. I wish I hadn't allowed you to keep that on there.
There's two that kind of sound like aliens. You've got this one.
Oh, yeah,
cosmic. Yeah, and then sounds a little bit.
What's that? An alien blowing a cornet?
Yeah, yeah. What's this one? Oh, that's a lower cornet. But yeah, it's possibly one of the best gifts of all time.
Okay.
We're going to have so much fun with it.
We will. We'll update the sounds on there so they're probably a little bit more appropriate.
Yeah, because the rest of them are just drum kits.
And we are getting rid of that air horn.
No, you can try.
I can try. I have the computer to reprogram it.
So. Well, I'll make the most of it today then.
That is not going to be annoying at all by the end of the episode, no. Is it?
By the end of the episode, you're going to want to do this.
Yes. Is that the gunshot one?
That's the
gunshot. Yeah, very well. I'm already feeling like that.
Yeah. I'll leave the air horn alone for a while.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you can play with it as much as possible, as much as you want. But that air horn, what an annoying sound.
I like it. I like the whole thing. It works.
I like the thing, and I think that if we upload some of our own sounds, maybe some of the samples that I've used on previous podcasts and such.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, we could stretch out some good comedy value from it.
Yeah.
But that air horn is the comedy value in that is watching my face get redder and redder, and the daggers that are going to be stared across the table at you.
See, I feel like if I use it appropriately every now and then, I think it will make the listeners laugh because they know how much it annoys you. So the only person that won't find it funny is you.
I'll tell you what, the appropriate time to use the air horn is when I tell you to go off.
Oh yeah, we could use that as a sensor. Go yourself. That's great. Yeah. All right. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have so much fun with that.
So, yeah, high tech, everybody. High tech.
Yeah. Yeah. We've mentioned it for a few weeks, and this is the debut of the soundboard.
Yeah. So, if by the end of the episode you don't ever want Josh to use it again, write in paranormality.uk at gmail.com. Sorry.
And if you like the soundboard, also let me know. If you want us to keep the soundboard.
Yeah, no, I think it would be good. It could be fun.
Yeah.
With anything but an air horn. Mm.
Yes, for some.
For some, yes. Well, do you want to hear that blasting down your ears all the time?
No, but because I know you don't like it, it's actually giving me great satisfaction pressing that button.
We love each other so much, don't we?
Yeah, yeah, it's good. I won't use it all the time, just for you. I will keep my fingers to myself.
That's fine. Anyway, that literally was your intro this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. This actually gives me a few weeks off from thinking of intros. I could just use the soundboard.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to get a bit better at finger drumming.
Or... excuse me, you're asking for an air horn with that attitude, mister.
Oh, that's going to be a constant threat now, isn't it?
Yeah. If you upset me, air horn.
Well, I dug my own grave, I suppose. I bought it for you.
Yeah, you bought it. So you've only got yourself to blame, my friend.
I do. Anyway, this week's episode. Today. I guess it actually is all about love.
Oh, nice.
Today's episode.
Cool.
Because recently, or in recent weeks, obviously this goes out 3 weeks after we record it or whatever.
Is it fitting that this will be released around Valentine's if it's about love? Or would Valentine's have already happened?
I think Valentine's would have been last week, perhaps.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I can always swap them around. But no, love is absolutely essential this week. So it's essential that you don't press that air horn.
Okay. But I love to press it.
In the news, on YouTube, all over Reddit and other forums and such the like, there has been kind of at least the start of disclosure.
Yes.
About alien life, an NHI, or non-human intelligence, that sort of thing. Obviously starting off with the drones and that.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Greer came out and he said there would be undeniable disclosure, cataclysmic in volume. And didn't release anything. What he was talking about was somebody else's disclosure.
Right.
That he just thought he'd involve himself with, because obviously he is the number one man in disclosure, isn't he?
Yeah, apparently so.
Apparently. So Ross Coulthard,
who cool name.
Is a reporter for News Nation. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They do have a channel on YouTube. I think they're an Australian news reporting company.
Big up the Aussies.
Yeah. They flash up on YouTube for me quite often, actually, because they do cover some quite interesting stuff about space. And they do delve into the paranormal from time to time. And Ross Coulthard is quite a name, I suppose, in this whole disclosure thing, in bringing it out. And he has been speaking to some military officials, whether they're ex-military or current military. And the first guy that he got on was a guy called Jake Barber.
Who's Jake Barber. That sounds familiar.
Was a pilot in the American military. And he was actually involved in the crash retrieval programs for UAP.
Okay. For all UAP or just ones that they've... There's certain ones that they found.
Certain ones, yeah. I'm not going to say he was the go-to guy to fetch every UAP that's ever crashed, but yeah, he did some. And alongside his interview was also released some footage. I'm sure you've seen it. It was night vision camera footage of like a giant egg hanging off the bottom of a helicopter.
Yeah.
Now... a lot of people, particularly on Reddit, went up in arms about this footage.
As in they weren't very happy?
They weren't happy. There wasn't a timestamp on it. You couldn't... There was no scale. Mm-hmm. It wasn't particularly high definition. Like, everybody wants 4K definition with these disclosure events. It's probably never going to happen.
Yeah.
Not saying the military don't have that capability, but we're not going to see it anytime soon. I very much doubt anyway. But a lot of people analyzed the footage. Did you realize that the egg glowed?
No, I didn't. Yeah. It actually just looked like an egg.
It is actually, it's got like a dim glow to it. I remember someone, I'd love to credit them, but I can't remember what their username was on Reddit. Was literally 24 hours after it was released, said, hang on, don't keep dismissing this, because that's the thing. There was a massive, almost like a smear campaign on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
There were a whole bunch of people were just like dissing it. Just, no, don't believe it. It's fake. Ha ha, look at that. What a load of tosh sort of thing.
What a load of...
Yeah. And it almost felt like it was set up, you know?
Yeah.
Like planted messages to try and seed that kind of vibe across the internet to hate on it. And I myself was very intrigued. And someone else, like I say, did good analysis of it. And I remember reading the post and him saying, has anybody else realized that the egg actually glows? Because you can see the shadows wherever the light is coming from. I'm not sure if it's coming from the front of the helicopter or a bunker or a hangar or something. Because you don't see any buildings. You don't see any people in the footage.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally the egg just hitting the floor and rolling a little bit. But he said, when you look at the shadows, the egg should have a shadowed side to it, and it doesn't.
Oh, so the whole thing is just light.
The whole thing is emitting some kind of glow, because there isn't shadows on it. The rope that's dangling doesn't cast a shadow on it. Although the egg casts a shadow on the ground, it's lit evenly all the way round.
Mm, that's some futuristic eggs.
Yeah. Yeah, which, to me, that lends it some credence. I think it gives it some credibility. Jake Barber, in his interview, it's a long old interview.
Yeah. Just to butt in there, I do feel like even if it was 4K footage of like an actual UAP flying past a plane windows, people would still say that it's fake.
They would, yeah. They'd say, it's AI generated or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, we live in that time now of
video footage and photographs aren't proof anymore.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard. How do you convince people? Actually think this footage is actually a little bit more convincing than having 4K
Mm. I mean, someone did bring up a good point, is because a lot of people were saying, well, there's nobody on the ground. Surely if you were taking it somewhere to be studied or whatever, there'd be people on the ground. Well, we don't know if it's radioactive.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have suffered like radiation sickness and that sort of thing, reportedly, from contact with UFOs. Some people
and extraterrestrials themselves.
Yeah, or extreme sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
In cases, you know, stuff like that, burnings and skin burns. So I think it's important to note that you have to be careful trying to handle these things.
Yeah. Wasn't it E.T. that they were all wearing like proper hazmat suits and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, they got the memo.
Yeah, E.T. is actually, I'll tell you what, for a film made in the 1970s, is pretty accurate to exactly what would happen.
I've got a lovely little fun fact about E.T.
Go on, then.
So in the movie, when it's Halloween and Yoda walks past, E.T. says, home, looking at Yoda.
Yeah.
And then in Star Wars, you can actually see when they have the big meeting, the Galactic Summit and the meeting.
Right.
You know, the floating chairs and everything.
There's all
different species. There's a little colony of E.T. extraterrestrials in Star Wars as well. So it's linked together. Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? Little fun fact.
I know Star Wars and Indiana Jones are linked as well.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the statue that he gets at the start of Raiders of the Lost Ark, and he swaps it for a bag of sand.
Yeah.
That's it on the bar in where Luke meets Han Solo.
Ah, yes. Clever. Very clever. It is.
And in that temple where he picks up the statue, if you look on a pillar, there's an engraving of C-3PO and R2-D2 walking through the desert.
I like that. I like that a lot.
It's cool. Ties in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway, sidetracked a little bit. Air horn. Right, we're back. So Jake Barber, in his interview, he obviously claimed to have picked up more than one of these crafts, I'm guessing. But he said categorically that when he was having like a close encounter with these crafts, he said that he was overcome with this overwhelming feeling of love.
Okay.
Yeah, hence the reason why love is very particular in today's episode. Now, this isn't anything new. This is new knowledge. I can remember all the way back to the 80s and 90s, you know, studying like UFOs and watching programs on the TV. It's always been said that the aliens promote love. They're peaceful beings. They want us to embrace that kind of empathy and
not hostile at all.
No, that kind of lifestyle, loving lifestyle. And to communicate with them, you need to you need to be sort of exuding love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It has to be. And again, coming back to Stephen Greer, we will get to it in a minute, but he in his Close Encounters 5 campaign, he says that love is very, very important when you're looking for UFOs, when you want to make contact.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, that's love, isn't it? Or would it be more like?
that's a special kind of love.
I'll leave the soundboard alone for a while. Sorry.
Not just Jake Barber, who's been interviewed. I don't think I've seen all of the interviews. I'm not sure exactly how many Ross Coulthard has done so far. I've seen two of them. Another one was a guy. I believe he was Jake Barber's commanding officer. He himself has come forward and said that he's had experiences not just with downed craft, but with the actual beings themselves. So while he was in bed one night, he was approached by the kind of beings that Reeves was talking about, the mantis beings.
Oh, the insectoid.
Yeah, the insectoid.
Okay.
The mantis ones. And they gave him quite a chilling sort of, almost a nightmare, really, where they, claims was they were trying to show him that they're trying to look after us as humanity in the same way as, like, a mechanic looks after your car, you know?
Okay.
Oh, I hope that rain isn't coming through on the microphone.
Even if it does, this is a day of sounds.
It is, yeah.
Creates an ambience.
Well, that is some heavy rain. But yeah, the mantis beings, like they said, look, yes, we take people. We may poke and prod at you. We might perform experiments. I might take a part of it, pick some of your body, or I might replace it with another part. He said, but the body is just a container for your soul.
That doesn't sound like love if they're taking parts from you and prodding you. And
but this is the point that he was trying to make is it's more like that mechanic looking after your car. They might replace parts or, you know, get rid of something that's not needed.
Is that how you end up with people with like implants and things?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
But the being said, the one part that we can't take from you, the thing that is the most important part of every human being is your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And he said this was where it was quite scary because the mantis being leaned over him and started sort of got his mandibles, like where his mouth was, and started almost like trying to take chunks out of his cheek as he's kind of like paralyzed lying there in his bed. And the mantis being, is, I guess through telepathy, he's going, look, I can't take your soul. I can't access it. I don't have. All I can do is access your physical body, but your soul is the most important part. And he said that like you could see blood spraying up the wall and stuff as this mantis was like scratching away at his cheeks and that.
Mm-hmm.
No damage. When he woke up in the morning, there was no visible evidence of it.
That's strange.
Mm.
Is that just a dream? Like, how do we tell the difference of a dream or did this thing actually speak to him and communicate?
I think it did.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it did. Now, okay. One thing that they've both claimed, and the thing that I wanted to sort of focus on with this episode, really, is that they've claimed that they have psionics, people with psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
That they use to lure in the UFOs and control them. Again, this isn't a new claim. I remember reading on Reddit like a year or more ago another government official that was claiming the same things, that the government would go out to like third world countries, find people like children and stuff like that that had got very prevalent psychic abilities, psionics.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't abduct them, but they'd take the entire family back to the States, house them in a secret government facility. The family be looked after, you know, well, fine, you know, fed and watered and all that, and live pretty much a normal life. Whereas the psychic person is literally just used for that purpose until they're just empty.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then discarded, bring in a new one. Fresh blood, you know.
Yeah. And
the pilots in the operation weren't so much pilots in that they're physically controlling the craft. They're more manipulating the psychic people to get the craft to do what they want them to do. So all these test flights and stuff that people claim to see over Area 51, that, I mean, there's literally a team behind that. So you've got the pilot, then you've got the psionic, and then you've got the actual craft itself that the psionic is flying, and the pilot is manipulating the psionic to make it do what it wants to do, which is why they can travel at Mach 15 and turn in a heartbeat. And
so there's no one actually in the...
No, it's remote controlled.
That is strange. There's different types of UAP as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that, like, some of them probably do have occupants on them. But not all.
Because I kind of remember Bob Lazar talking about one of the UAPs that had been recovered. And it had like a panel with like a handprint, but there was only like three fingers.
Yeah.
And you had to use that to be able to activate it or use it. But obviously it's an alien race. It's not humans.
Well, there's been claims of up to 82 different alien races.
82?
Yeah, I've seen claims of it visiting the Earth.
At this point, it has to be interdimensional.
Well, some of them are, definitely yeah, are. Yeah,
there's no way there's like 82 different species all in space and they all come to Earth and things. There's no way. It has to be different dimensions and different levels.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah, quite possibly. I mean, I don't have the answers to give you, but yeah, I've seen reports of up to 82. Some people say, you know, at least five. Some people say more like 20, but I have seen reports of up to 82 different races.
Jeez.
So, I mean, yeah, some of them probably do have the three fingerprint hand sockets that they have to use to control. Some of it is just all mind over matter and whatnot.
Very interesting.
Now we come back to Stephen Greer and the CE5, because psionics luring in UFOs that then the government shoot down with microwave transmitters or however it is that they down these craft so that they can study them and reverse engineering. You know, back engineering is obviously a big part of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, CE5 basically is the same thing.
What is... kind of back engineering?
No, the luring in.
Oh,
the psionics, you know.
Okay.
And this is why I've bought this book, because I mean you can download a phone app if you like, the CE5 phone app, which Stephen Greer created or had created for him in England. It's £9.99. To me, if he really, really wanted to help humanity and spread the word out there, he'd made it 99p, because he probably would have got a lot more downloads and made just as much money.
Yeah, yeah.
And convinced a hell of a lot more people to go out and do it. This book, now I've got the paperback version here, just for the, sort of the video example, really. But this book, all right, I think it's 12 quid or something like that on Amazon, but you can buy the Kindle version for 99p.
Oh.
So you can have it as an iBook or, you know, a digital copy on your phone. And this is basically, it's quite a useful book that teaches you how to do this CE5 protocols.
Does any of it include a laser pointer?
Yes.
Ah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, it does include laser pointers. Now, they claim that anybody can do this.
Mm.
All right, here we go. Choose love. You know, and it's a very strong theme within the book is love. And I will say that some of it is a bit sort of hippie-ish. You know, you can imagine a lot of people wearing flowery patchwork clothing going out and doing this. But not all. I mean, Stephen Greer himself is a medical doctor.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a master's degree or whatever in medicine. Educated man, and he's come up with these principles. So it's not all completely new age ways of thinking, but it helps if you are a little bit kooky, I think.
Well, open-minded to open-minded, these kind of things.
To this sort of thing. But they do say that anybody can do it, and like this psionics, anybody can go out of a night time. Like you said, there is like a toolkit that you need in here somewhere. It says, you know, take a deck chair and a torch. It does say about laser pointers somewhere in here. It says, there we go. Yeah. Do not use a laser pointer unless you read these pages very, very carefully, because you don't want to be pointing laser pointers at planes. That's a criminal offense in any country.
Yeah.
There
was a plane flying over a festival, and everyone was pointing their lasers and blinding the pilot. Mm. And I think some of those people got in a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah, it is a very, very, very real danger.
Mm.
Particularly if you go above like 5 milliwatts of power.
I just remember seeing the videos of the laser pointers when they're. I've seen videos of people pointing it up, and then UFOs are like going over and then shining the light, and then they come back because it's almost like they're curious.
Yeah, yeah.
They kind of remind me of like Cats of the Sky, where they come back. Like, yeah. Oh, what was that?
So basically, the whole premise of this CE5, how you actually go about it, obviously, is go out in the evening. They say it helps to meditate. Here's open a page of about meditating, how you can do it in your own way. I mean, the different people have got different ways of meditating, but bringing yourself with pure intentions, like you're not trying to prove anything, you're just there to have fun, try and make contact and see what happens, really. Mm. They'll meditate, try and focus again, try and sort of share the love. Always expressing love is quite a big part of it.
So think positive.
Yeah, positivity. And hopefully, it says if you follow the guidelines in this book, there's a chance that you can do, look, here we go.
What world is that?
That? I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was a bowl of ramen.
It could be. Yeah, take a bowl of ramen with you.
get your deck chair.
And you've got to chant Om Sat Chit Ananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma. I'm not even going to try, but I think that's Indian or something. Or it might even be Sumerian. But yeah, there's chants that you can do, toning and humming, like relaxing, just trying to relax, relaxation exercises. So you might do toning, like,
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Mostly vowels, not m's. It's mostly vowels. That rain is hammering it down now.
It is. I like it.
Let's
add to the ambience.
There we go. We found one. We got a UFO. They've got some fun songs related to UFOs or ET. Billy Bragg, My Flying Saucer. The Carpenters, Calling All Occupants.
What is this hippy-dippy crap?
David Bowie, Starman. I'm not listening to that one.
What is going on? What is this book?
And honestly, Well, it's just different people's approaches, you know, because obviously a lot of it is just about having fun. It does list somewhere in here, I can't remember where it is, different people's approaches to the CE5 contact. And one of them was go out at night, put on Pink Floyd and look up.
I mean, why Pink Floyd?
I don't know. I don't know. I've got nothing against Pink Floyd, but I don't see that as an alien calling measure. But they seem to think it works. But there it is. It's called ACE5 Handbook, and it is by Celia something. Celia. Celia Hatch. From Canada. And yeah, so like I say, you can pick this up on Amazon on Kindle for 99p, a lot cheaper than the CE5 app. Mm-hmm. Although obviously using the CE5 app, you can go out and meet groups of people that do this thing all the time.
It's quite popular to do it in groups. It is,
yeah,
it?
Very, yeah, very popular.
Oh, we've got a quick question.
Yeah, go for it.
That actually goes with what you're saying. I'm guessing it has to be a clear night where you can see the stars.
No, not necessarily.
No.
No, not necessarily. No, there is a mention in there that they've been out on cloudy nights and they've still managed to see lights in the sky that come and even light up the clouds in some cases.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess a clear night is helpful, and it's helpful to get to know the stars and the constellations and that sort of thing, so you can make sure that what you're identifying isn't the planet Venus.
Yeah. Big Dipper, Orion.
Yeah, exactly.
All of that stuff.
Because like, if Venus is out, it is the brightest thing you'll see in the night sky.
Yeah, yeah.
Followed closely by like Jupiter and Saturn. But yeah, that sort of thing helps. Obviously, a clear night, you might see more. Again, learning to identify the difference between an actual a phenomenon and just a satellite is helpful.
Yeah,
you know, space debris, that sort of thing. I've seen videos on like TikTok and Instagram where people are going, "Oh, is this a UFO?" And it's clearly just a meteorite entering Earth's atmosphere.
There was one though where I was looking at the moon, and I thought the moon was moving, and I was started to panic. And
well, it is.
And, well, it was, like, moving quite quick.
Oh, right.
And I got the family out and was like, the moon's moving. But it was actually just clouds moving really fast over the moon.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
It looked like the illusion was that the moon was moving. I felt silly.
And so another article that I found on contacting extraterrestrials, somewhat related, although not completely related. Now, this one is in Haunted Magazine. I believe it's the November edition, Women in Paranormal Special Edition, issue 43.
Okay.
And this is an article by Liz Beck. Now, she's a paranormal investigator, going around quite often looking for ghosts and, you know, paranormal activity.
Shout out to her, because I wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, well, to each their own. You know, I'm guessing that quite a lot of the people that listen to our podcast do that.
No, I'm saying all the power to you. I'm too scared to do that. So shout out to people that do go ghost hunting.
You'd be wuss.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, she mentioned that during their in their paranormal investigations, they quite often use something called the Estes method or Estes method. I'm not entirely sure how you pronounce it. But this is a technique that was created by Connor Randall, Carl Pfeiffer, and Michelle Tate, who were previously the resident paranormal investigators at the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado. And so hence they named it after the Estes Park, Estes, I don't know.
Yeah, Colorado's known for UFOs, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite a popular one, and quite a popular hotspot.
Mm.
Now, the way this works, it goes through it in the article. If you want to read it for yourself, like I say, issue 43 of Haunted Magazine, here in the UK at least, you can get. Or I think you probably look it up online. I think there are digital copies. Which she goes through it all, and basically the idea is, with a group or just like a couple of people, whatever, one of you acts as the receiver. Yeah. Now, the receiver's job is to block out all outside influences, no outside, what's the word I'm looking for?
Interference?
Yeah, that'll do. So you put on an eye mask, and the she recommends using a pair of sound isolating headphones, or noise cancelling. Recommends Vic Firth S1H1 or S1H2. Strongly recommend it. Now, Vic Firth is for drummers, so it's no surprise that it's very good at noise cancelling. So you're not getting any, you're not receiving any outside input, audio or visual, right? And you will have a little meditate, get yourself into a good place, feel the love,
yeah.
And then the other members of the party then ask questions out into the ether, yeah.
Okay, into the universe.
And the receiver then starts, hopefully, getting some kind of message, whether it be a visual method in their mind's eye, whether it actually be an audio,
audio signal, message,
an audio message, something they actually hear, or just a thought that they recognize as not as their own. And she said that when they first started doing this, they were using like a ghost box to create like that white noise in the headphones. And for ghosts, that was very good. But she said when they were doing that, they wondered if that was all they could contact. Would they be able to contact ETs, extraterrestrials, which is what this article's about? And so they actually tried it, and they said, right, okay, we're going to try and isolate it. So we don't want to talk to spirits, ghosts, anything like that. We just want to see if ETs will respond. So they tried it, and they got positive results.
Okay.
But using the ghost box, she said some of the aliens that wanted to make contact couldn't make contact.
Ah, okay.
It was the wrong frequency. They just couldn't break through it. So they decided to try a different approach, which was using a smartphone app. The smartphone app that they used is called Atmosphere Binaural Therapy. Yeah?
Okay.
Now, what this does, binaural beats, is they project or supply the receiver with two different tones, one in each ear. And the tones will be specific frequencies or specific number of hertz different, like 1 to 30 hertz in difference. Now, as I say, one tone in one ear and the other tone is in the other ear. This kind of fools your brain into thinking it can hear a third tone. And that is the tone that you apparently hear the messages.
Okay, I'm following you.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is also very hippie-ish.
It is kind of hippie-ish, yeah. But, I'm open to this.
You're feeling the alien love today.
I'm feeling the alien love. And, like I say, with CEI 5 Handbook, they say anyone can do this. Now, Jake Barber,
yep.
He says, or he claims that, like, Western food stops psychic abilities, all the e-numbers and all that sort of thing.
Oh, okay. Right.
The chemicals that are found in foods are deadening to the psychic abilities. But again, I mean, if psionic people in military are psionics and they're luring in UFOs so that they can shoot them down, and CE5 are managing to lure in UFOs just so they can say hello, why can't anybody do this? What? So I wanted to put it to the test.
Oh, okay.
Today.
So you've got Pink Floyd on CD.
Well, we've got an air horn. That's close enough.
No, I'm not going to press it.
No.
No,
but I thought, why don't we give it a go? Live on the podcast.
Okay.
Right. I'm quite happy to be a guinea pig. Now, I don't have Vic Firth sound deadening earphones, but I do have, because I'm a drummer, I do have earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some high quality earplugs here. These are Loops earplugs for anybody that wants to know.
And you're going to be the receiver.
I'll be the receiver. Now, what I'm going to do. Oh, yeah. Now, I'll put in my earplugs And then I'll put a separate set of headphones on, so I can't hear what you're saying coming through the headphones. Right. And these headphones are now connected to my iPhone. I have downloaded Atmosphere binaural beats, and I've got an eye mask.
Okay.
So if everybody at home doesn't mind, while I just get myself ready.
Yeah, do you want me to play some beats?
maybe not.
Yeah. I'll give him a sample of some nice sound.
Josh music. Or you could talk, since it's a podcast.
I mean, the soundboard's here. It seems fun. I think people like it. They enjoy it.
I can't really hear you very well.
Ah, perfect. Okay. Yeah, so I guess you're going to blindfold and hearing. And
you are going to pull up some questions that we've actually... we have preemptively been onto ChatGPT here, haven't we?
Yes. I didn't really know what it was for, but now it all makes sense. And it's come full circle.
Well, do you want to ask it the question again then with some fresh prompts, or are you happy with the questions that it gave you before?
I like these. They're all right. There's some good ones. How will I get you out of your trance?
Well, I could give you control of the phone.
Yeah.
But if the screen turns off, do you know what my code is?
No, don't say it. Well,
you just have to tap me on the... No, actually, this is quite important, is that she says in the article, there's some tips on doing this, is make sure that you close it off properly. Say thank you, and then maybe count backwards from 10 and say, right, we're closing the conversation in 10, 9, 8, 7. You know, so then I shouldn't get any more feed. You can give me a tap on the hand or something, and I'll then know that it's over.
Okay, so ask a few questions and then count
down
from 10.
I'm just gonna say whatever comes into my head while I'm blind and deaf,
okay,
and listening to whatever this is.
Give me a thumbs up when you're ready.
I mean, give you.
I like how I'm shouting.
Memory focus
to
study aid, good for
fire.
Absorbing information passively. 12 hertz. Right. So this is what I'm hearing.
Oh, it's silent.
Can you hear that?
No.
No.
That's completely silent. Can you hear it?
Oh, I can. Just about.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, that sounds a bit alienish.
Right, I now cannot hear a word you're saying. Okay?
Yep.
You can either tap the screen to make sure it doesn't go... Thing. Right, now I'm going to go and I'm going to get myself a little bit zen.
Yep. And then I'll give it a minute.
What?
I'll give it a minute. And
yeah.
Then I'll...
Okay, lights out.
This is... so weird. This is so hippie-ish. I mean, Pyro might be feeling the love, but I don't know if it's going to work. I don't have... Well, I know it's not going to work. I don't have high hopes. He can't hear me anyway. I suppose I better ask a question. Because this is definitely going to work. The first question... This is so weird. What is your species in the universe? No response. Okay, let's try another one. What do you think of humans? No, didn't think that one would work either. Do you have concepts of art, culture, and beauty? You know what? I don't think I even need ChatGPT. I think I could just ask anything. Do you like bananas? Is there even an alien trying to speak to Pyro? how many aliens are trying to speak to Pirate. There's just nothing. No response from Pirate.
I don't know if you're talking right now. I can hear like a voice, but it's really quiet.
That might be me whispering. What's the voice saying, Pirate? Will there be World War III? Do aliens have intentions to help us or to continue to probe us? Do they think we're slaves to the system? Was there life on Mars at any point? What's on the dark side of the moon? Do aliens like Pink Floyd? How do you sustain civilization in space? Why is it that you can travel millions of light years and then when you get to Earth, you seem to crash at the last hurdle? Why is that? I mean, I can't speak for Pyre, but the more I'm talking to myself and asking questions, the more I'm starting to think aliens aren't real. What about that giant egg? Was that you guys? Is Stephen Greer an alien? We've had nothing from Pirate which suggests to me that this isn't working. I don't know. Should I get him out of the trance? Nah, I quite like the peace and quiet, to be honest. Maybe I should just continue making sounds with my soundboard. I don't know what to do. Do I keep asking questions? I've had nothing. No response. What's the meaning of life? Are there any alien species out there that have multiple arms and multiple legs?
Change?
Change. That makes sense to the question I asked. Eventually humans will change and we will have six arms and six legs. Okay, I'll ask another one. Actually, I'll
Josh, try a different frequency.
How do I do that? I don't know how I'm going to change frequency.
Oh. I swear I heard this word change, so I'm thinking change frequency.
Oh, I thought change might be to I thought change might be to the question I asked.
Oh, was it? I don't
possibly
know.
I mean, it fits.
Did it make sense?
It did to me. I don't know if it will make sense to
the
aliens.
Astral travel. Oh, this is a deep one.
Oh,
right. Let me give it another go.
Okay. Pirate seems really into it, so I should probably do this one a bit more seriously. We've had fun. Let me ask a couple of serious questions. What drives your species? Values, goals? Do you just want to be curious? Explore the universe? What is your species called? Are you insects? Are you humans in the future? Can you breathe underwater? How do you communicate with each other? Is it a language or is it more advanced? Is there just energy exchange? What have you learned from your encounters with other species, if anything? Have you met others like us? What have those interactions taught you? What is the purpose of existence? Is there a belief system? Is there religion among aliens? How do you sustain your civilization? What is your approach to technology, energy, resources? Do you use anything that we might find completely alien? What's your long-term vision for your species and the universe? Are you looking to colonize new worlds? Or is the focus on knowledge and understanding? Or perhaps...
hidden. Something hidden?
Oh. At that moment, I said, are you looking to colonize new worlds? Or focus on knowledge and understanding? And Pirate said hidden. Does that mean the aliens are hidden on Earth? Are they hidden or staying hidden in the universe? That one did actually make sense. It made more sense than change. How do aliens view Earth and view humans? Are aliens all about love? Guess not. Do aliens like animals? Do they have pets?
I'm getting a bit freaked out now. I think we should probably
okay
end it there.
Pirates had enough. How do I
just thank you,
come back pirate.
Thank you for communication.
Oh yeah, I'm supposed to count.
We're ending in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you.
How was it?
It was weird. Oh, let me just sort myself out. I've still got...
You were deep in meditation there.
Hmm?
Deep in meditation.
Kind of, yeah. It's weird. I could kind of hear, like, murmurings... what your voice like in the background.
I was whispering as well, so it's because I didn't know if you could actually fully hear me or not.
No, I couldn't hear what you were saying. All I could hear was like,
oh, okay, that's worked all right then.
Yeah, so that whispering worked fine, but then in my right ear, I was also hearing like quite a squeaky voice,
okay,
but quiet. Really hard to make out. I don't know if the earplugs were making it more difficult or what, but yeah, there was this squeaky kind of voice and the two. Oh, sorry. What did I say? The first word was
change. Yeah,
and then another one was it secret?
Hidden.
But
hidden made more sense with the question at the time than change did.
Okay,
because. You'll see when we hear it back.
Right.
But the second set of questions I took very seriously. So when you said hidden, it actually went with what we were saying. I said, do you want me to tell you?
No, you're right. I'll find out in a momentarily. So did you think that was kind of working?
I don't know, because receiving the treatment. So
we'll find out, I suppose, when we listen back. I could definitely hear another voice, only in my right ear, like a squeaky sort of voice. But it was so quiet, I couldn't discern what it was saying a lot of the time, apart from like those two words.
I mean, I couldn't do much, and I was very conscious of dead air. So at one point, I did ask the aliens if they like bananas, because I stumbled, and I couldn't really think of questions. But then when you said let's change the frequency, I thought, right, come on, guys, we've had fun. Let's be serious. Yeah, and then I did ask some questions.
Don't worry too much about dead air because I can always edit out.
Forget you can edit. Bits.
But anyway, like, I kind of almost want to say that that kind of worked.
Do you feel more zen?
I think that with more practice, I think I could probably receive more.
Okay. We'll have to try again then.
On the scale, I would put that at a solid 7.4.
That's fair. That is fair. I mean,
my psionic abilities.
It's hard for me to give it a score because I was just asking questions and watching you meditate. So, I mean, if I take into the account the stuff that you said before about people doing this and this fact that there's books on it and everything like that, it's real. It's there. People are communicating with aliens. And I have seen videos of things flying with laser pointers and stuff. So I kind of believe that aspect of it. So I'm just going to give it a flat 7.
7?
I think that's pretty fair.
Good. Well, that's 7.2 average.
Yeah.
For a couple of guys who've never done it before and really don't have that much of a clue what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I like it.
I'm hoping that that's a success. I'm now looking forward to listening back to this to see what the question was.
yes. Okay. I think you're going to edit some things out.
Oh, I kind of expected that.
But then you might leave it in because you might find some of it funny.
I might do. This is a comedy podcast. So anyway, this has been going on for a lot longer than I thought it would it to.
We've all had fun.
Tune in next week and hopefully we have.
This has been one of my favourite episodes.
Has it?
I absolutely loved it. Oh, yeah.
Right, because I was blind and couldn't hear what you were saying.
I did say at the start, this is actually quite nice. I like the piece of God. No, it's just been interesting. The soundboard, the cool techniques and stuff that we were doing live in the studio. Yeah, it's been a good time. It's been fun.
So, you want to see more of this sort of stuff? Tell your friends. Get them all listening to Paranormality UK. And until next week, I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
This has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta. I'm going to kill him.
Ta-ta.